rocking out to the heavy metal sounds of the Rodecaster Pro. Ladies, gentlemen, welcome back to Misguided Shenanigans, guys. My name's Nick.
Aliens.
That's Finny, who has a fantastic new ET shirt, which I'm super jealous of, by the way. I love it. I love ET. It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
Is a souvenir gift from the wife's trip while she was gone away. But you know, I like your shirt too. Anything with the word fuck on it, like,
yeah, man. Yep.
Fuck cancer, bro. In fact, I meant to wear this. I bought this last month for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, right? Fuck cancer. My aunt passed away of cancer, breast cancer, you know, fuck cancer, all that. I meant to wear it last month and I fucking didn't even think about it. So I was like, you know what? Tonight I'm going to wear it. We're only a couple. Oh, Jesus. We're halfway through November. So you know what? It's a fail on my part. I'll take it. I'll take the hit.
You could have even worn it during the tattoo show.
Yeah, I could have done that too.
Talked all that. It would have tied in, you know?
It really would have. But on to more important things. You were wifeless for a week, bro. You and the boys had a week to yourselves. What the fuck did you do for an entire week? That's what I want to know.
So this could have gone one of two ways, right?
Yes.
The first way, a complete shit show. Like, kids running amok, poo flying everywhere, things being destroyed, dogs eating cushions. Like,
yeah,
nobody's happy. Nothing's going on. And, like, the house being destroyed and kids not going to school and, like, me getting fired from work because things are so bad. That's one way you could have gone. Did not go that way. Happy to say.
That's good.
The other way was have a good old fashioned like guys week with me and the boys, getting to do some things that my wife doesn't enjoy doing with us because, let's be honest, she gets tired of like Marvel movies and video games and stuff sometimes. Sure. So, you know, and that's the way it went. It was really enjoyable. We ate healthy somewhat, cooked some broccoli and some chicken nuggets, some mac and cheese, and ate some normal foods, but then we did a lot of fun stuff. We went and saw Let There Be Carnage.
Yes.
A new Venom movie.
I still haven't seen it. God damn it.
Dude, it was hilarious. Loved it. I'd tell you my son's favorite part, but it would ruin the movie. But it's pretty twisted, the part he likes. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
We'll talk about it after I see it.
And then Shang-Chi came out.
That was great. On
Disney Plus. So we watched that.
Oh my God, dude. Let's just talk about that for a quick second. Because, I mean, my wife she gets into the superhero stuff a little bit too. But when I tell you that we all sat down on Friday and watched Shang-Chi? I think is how it's pronounced.
It's supposed to be Shang-Chi. Yeah.
But we laughed our asses off. There was great action. What a story, man. Now, I heard it did differ from the books, and I haven't read any of those, but man, I really dug it, dude. I thought it was fantastic.
You almost have to be okay with it being different than the books now, because they take from so many different comics and so many different versions, and Disney's kind of said, we're not just going to stick to the storyline. We're going to do whatever we feel like makes the most sense. And they mix and match, and then they even create some of their own. And I've gotten to where I'm okay with that. And I thought the same thing. I thought it was a really brilliant movie. Do I see them making like four or five of them? No. But I do see him being a big part of like Avengers movies and things, which I think would be really cool. So,
yeah. Yeah.
And it's really good origin story.
Oh, I agree. I thought it was great. So what else you said? Venom.
Yep.
Shang-Chi.
Yep.
What else?
Then we watched The Eternals. It is a 3-hour fucking movie, like 2 hours and some change. It's long. We went to like the 10:05 or 10:50 showing. 10:50 showing. We got out at like 1:45 or something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's tough. Yeah.
Two after credit scenes, which, by the way, well worth it. can't say anything about it because totally spoils like a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Again, not one I see them making more of, but I see it becoming a big part of like next steps. And I will say this. There's a lot of people that are hating on Eternals right now. They don't really like the movie. It is different. But if you're a comic book fan, if you're a Marvel fan, or you're interested in understanding who these giants were, like the Celestials.
Yeah, yeah.
Perfect movie to get understanding of who they are, why they are, and some history and stuff of how they intertwine with Earth and the other superheroes and stuff. So it's one of those where I really enjoyed it. My kids really enjoyed it. Like the younger one usually falls asleep with movies like this, and he actually stayed awake through the whole thing, and they actually really enjoyed it, which was odd because I was wondering if they'd get a little restless after what I heard. But it was a different movie. Very different movie.
How so?
I don't know how to describe it. Like, it had action, but it wasn't action-packed. It was very thought-provoking. You had to pay attention to a lot of things.
Okay.
So, I think that's what kept all of our interests, were you learned a lot of really cool things. And there was a lot of twists and turns and surprises that I didn't see coming. Because I didn't read any spoilers going in. So,
yeah.
Other than that, people didn't like it, and it was a long movie.
Yeah, that's all I've read recently, is that it's getting horrible scores. But I can't, I mean,
it's because it's not the same formula like Captain America or Black Panther or even like Shang-Chi. It's a different movie. It's basically for what's going to happen next in the Marvel Universe. It fills in all the gaps.
Okay.
It tells you a lot of what's happening, where people come from. Like, it gives you how the universe is born and how the Celestials play a part in it. And the Celestials are those big giants where you see like the multiple eyes with the big hammers and stuff and the visions and stuff throughout the other movies. That whole thing plays a part into like why everything is the way it is.
Interesting. So, yep, that's another one on my list, but it'll be a little bit before I get to the theater, unfortunately.
So we did that. Took them to the park, played in the park, went and ran some errands. They were really good. So got up some new Transformers, you know, and nice. Played some Transformers. And what else did we do? Oh, played some video games. Finished up Spider-Man Miles Morales, which I know is an old game. Just pardon me. I'm a dad. I don't get much gaming time.
Miles Morales isn't that old.
It came out before we moved to California, so it's like 2 or 3 years old, I think.
Huh. No, I don't think so. I feel like that's newer, but maybe not. I don't know. I'm still playing Spider-Man, so I don't know, dude.
I got it for Christmas in Jacksonville, which was two Christmases ago, coming up.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas.
Yeah, it would have been 2 years then. Holy shit.
Yeah. I think it came out like during the summer or something, or in like September.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways.
No idea.
But speaking of Spider-Man, we also went through and watched a bunch of trailers.
Yes.
My kids were excited about all the movies and stuff coming out, and my wife hates watching trailers. And she hates watching a bunch of comic book trailers because she's like, okay, isn't there something else out there besides comic books? So took the opportunity, watched a bunch of trailers. Kids really are excited about Batman.
Yes.
And I see what you're saying about our buddy Dom, how he said this is like his second year being Batman and maybe they don't have the suits or anything.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited for it now. Super excited about Flash. Saw that trailer. Amazing. Yes. Black Adam. Amazing. Shit. I just watched like a shit ton of trailers. But Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man trailer, which in the theme of Venom and playing the game and watching Eternal Spider-Man trailer and the new Morbius trailers. Amazing.
Yeah. The Spider-Man one. Dude, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Sandman's in it.
Yeah.
I did not know that they brought back Sandman.
Yep. Yep.
I think Sandman, that was the best kept secret.
Oh, I absolutely. Sandman, Electro.
Oh, I love Goblin. The new suit. The new suit.
I do too. Yes.
Fox actually looks like a badass this time. Like before, yeah. I hated the way they did Jamie Foxx Electro. I like this Electro. Like Jamie Foxx in like this suit. Badass.
He's in the full, yeah, he's in the full-blown suit, man. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Goblin, they showed him.
Bringing back Team Defoe. Love it.
Yeah, dude. Doc Ock. Holy shit.
Yep.
Yes. And then Vulture. I read some today. Michael Keaton is confirmed. He's still filming his scenes as Vulture.
Nice.
So, I mean,
now
we're getting Sinister Six here, man.
We are. Here's the question. And I don't know if it's explained because I didn't do a whole lot of reading. I just watched it. Yeah. I haven't had time to catch up with running around with the kids and homework and dinners and school and everything. But is that the lizard or is that the scorpion?
No, that is the lizard.
And which lizard is it? Is that from the Andrew Garfield?
Yes.
Interesting. Is it the same character?
Yes. I believe it is. I mean,
very interesting.
Yeah, we've got the same Doc Ock from Tobey Maguire, same Electro from Andrew Garfield. It's got to be the same lizard guy.
Defoe's from Tobey Maguire.
Yeah. And it's there. I was reading something this morning, I think, that was saying that they edited out, and this is rumor, but they edited out Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man punching lizard in the face toward the end of the credits or toward the end of the preview. But he was on the Today Show, I think. What's today? Today's Thursday. So I mean, he was on Today Show like 2 days ago, and he like adamantly said, "I am not in this movie. I have nothing to do with it. I'm excited, but I think it's bullshit, dude. I think we're gonna see Toby, we're gonna see Andrew, and we're going to see Tom Holland."
Andrew's the only actor I've ever seen keep a secret because he kept the fact that he was Spider-Man under wraps even after the rumors came out. He denied it. He's the only one that I've ever seen be able to keep a straight enough face to where you would never know if he's lying or not.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Like, I hope, but it's so hard to tell with him.
I know. It is. It is. But here's, I want to see
thing, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You will have to see Venom before you can see the new Spider-Man.
Yeah. That's what I've heard.
How much it ties in. You don't. And I can't say anything because it'll spoil it.
Right.
It ties so much into it. I was like, holy shit. And then the other thing is, I've also read some rumor articles, and after seeing the next Morbius trailer.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if that's feeding into this and if it's not just going to be one Sinister Six movie. Depending on what happens with this movie and what I feel like is going to happen after what I'm learning and seeing after, especially after seeing Venom, I'm like, oh, holy shit. Like, dude, I can't.
Yeah,
sorry.
I know, man.
I feel like they're setting up to where the Sinister Six could almost be like the Suicide Squad, and they could swap in and out multiple villains. And I wonder if that's where they're going with this, which would be fucking amazing.
Well, but the question is, where are they going to go with Spider-Man? I mean, Tom Holland's done after this one. So are you going
to... You don't have to have Tom Holland. You could go into Miles Morales.
I was going to say, I would love to see a Miles Morales.
Spider-Gwen?
Could be. I mean, they're doing the Spider-Verse.
Yep.
So
also, like, Tom Holland could still be in the Avengers movies. Because who knows if his contract's fully up or if he's fully done, right? He may be done with, like, the solo movies, but he could still do the other ones. That's what's up in the air, right?
True.
But there's so much going on.
I know, dude. I know. All right. Well, I've got to catch up and see him. Zach's off school next week, so we may sneak out to the theater to see Venom, but we'll see how it goes.
Do it.
We'll see how it goes. If you see
any movie that's out right now, I haven't seen Ghostbusters. I know it comes out soon.
Comes out tomorrow.
It does. Friday.
Yeah.
Go see Venom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
Tom
yeah.
That'll Hardy be. And Venom arguing with Venom, like, not present is fucking hilarious.
Okay.
Like, we were dying laughing. I actually think this one was better than the last one.
I hope so. And I love the first one. I thought it was great.
I think this one's better. Really,
and I love Woody Harrelson. I mean, him as Carnage. We've talked about it on previous podcasts, so I don't want to go into it. But he's just fantastic.
We're going to have to do a recap episode because you know what? Yeah. I was expecting a different Carnage than what he brought. But the Carnage he brought had so many layers. I was kind of taken back a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he was psychotic, but in a very different way. I was like thinking Natural Born Killers type, and it was not that, but it was still brilliant. I loved it.
No shit.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I gotta. All right. I'll catch up, and we'll do a maybe a 20-minute episode recap or something like that, because that'd be fun. Because I do want to talk about what is 1 week from today, which when this airs on Monday will be 3 days away, is Thanksgiving. We finally fucking made it. We're almost to the end of the year alive. Alive and kicking. And I'm stoked, man. I can't wait. We're gonna do a Friendsgiving here. Just like
we're doing
last
that
year.
As well. So Friendsgiving is becoming a big deal.
Man.
I guess especially as people kind of move away from their families. I know it's kind of been a thing, but especially now that like COVID's happened, people kind of took the opportunity to move places that they've always wanted to live and to change their scenery and stuff. And now it's like, okay, you don't have necessarily your family around. So who do you have Thanksgiving with? And this Friendsgiving is, you know, I've heard of it the past few years, but it seems like this year it's really taken off now that people are getting out more than last year. We're not cooped up and holed up inside. And we've got one that we're planning now with some of our friends. And it's like, okay, all right, let's do this. Because Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday of the year.
Yeah.
Hands down. Better than Christmas. Better than Halloween. Better than St. fucking Patty's Day.
Ooh. So why? So that's a good segue. Didn't even plan on this. That's why I love it. So why is it like your creme de la creme of holidays?
Right out of your mouth into our listeners' ears. It's all about the food and the drink.
Yes.
It's the food. It's the drink. It's the camaraderie. It's being around your loved ones. I love to cook. I could never be a chef. I could never do a restaurant because cooking for me is like a release, right? It's something fun. And I don't like to cook like, microwave some mac and cheese in the microwave. No, if I'm gonna make mac and cheese, I'm gonna boil the noodles. I'm gonna shred up like 5 different cheeses. I'm gonna make homemade mac and cheese, like gourmet mac and cheese, right?
Yeah, man.
Like, I like cooking. I like cooking elaborate meals. My favorite thing to do is cook for people, drink while I'm cooking, drink with friends, eat with friends, celebrate with friends, socialize with friends.
Yes.
Just have that camaraderie, compassion, friendship, fellowship with each other with food and drink. That's why I love the holiday. It's all about that. What do? You ate a turkey. You eat a whole table full of food.
Yep.
You drink a crap ton of drinks, like whether it's tea and water and you're non-alcoholic, or you're having beers and whiskey and you're watching a football game while dinner's cooking and you smell it. The smells coming up in your nose holes. Like,
yeah, man.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah, dude. I totally agree. I mean, we're going to do. So we'll do something similar to last year. I think I talked about it maybe on an earlier podcast, but we're going to get together with the neighbors and we'll take, I've got a 36-inch TV that we take outside. We put it in the garage.
We'll
put the tents up. We got, they're buying a new fire pit. We've got a fire pit. So we're going to do the fire pits. I've got 2 banquet tables to put outside, turkey ham, taters, fucking pumpkin pie, fucking apple pie. We're doing the whole thing, man. And their family is coming. So my neighbor Molly, her sisters and two brothers are coming, and then their two kids, her fiance, and then my family here will all just do like this big massive. We're all going to cook. And then we'll mingle between the houses all day long and then just eat and drink all day. I mean, I think we're going to get up at about 7:30, well, probably about 7 to have the turkey in by 7:30 or 8. So I'll be cracking that beer at fucking 7:15 on Thanksgiving morning, man. Like, it's just, you're right though. It's the, and I got to be honest with you, like, this week has been rough. The last couple weeks have been rough. So I haven't been really excited about it, but I'm starting to feel it now where I'm ready. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. That's for time, man. It really is. This is one of the greatest times of the year. If not the greatest time of the year, between Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Well, but, I think, you know, for me, like, I kind of get excited about Halloween, but not as much. But at the same time, it's hard when the weather isn't there either.
Yeah, that's true.
And like here, we're getting the cooler nights, the cooler mornings. The weekends are warm and nice, and we're in 80 degree weather on our weekends, which is wonderful. And during the week, you get that fall weather. And yeah, so you get a little bit of that seasoning going in. We're actually going to go to a Christmas tree farm and go pick out our tree early.
That's what we're going to do.
Going to do that. Get that on the list. Yep. But you know, it's, to me, Halloween's kind of like a pit stop. Oh. But Thanksgiving starts the holiday season, because yep, the week before, you're prepping for your meal, you're getting the food and the beverages and everything ready. And then you go into Thanksgiving and you're cooking and you eat, and then you go shopping if you do the Black Friday shopping thing. And then you go on, and then it's from there, it's the countdown to Christmas. So from Thanksgiving on, it's countdown to Christmas, right? It's how many days till school's out? How many days till I get a break from work? How many days do I have left to shop? How many gifts do I need? What movies are coming out? We do a Christmas movie every night for 25 days, you know, all the way leading up. You get Christmas break, you open presents. Like, to me, it all starts with Thanksgiving.
Wow. I mean, that's awesome. For me, it's Halloween, because that's my decoration, right? That's the start of my decorating season.
Which
sounds fucking stupid from a 42-year-old man, but dude, I love it. I love it. I don't even think I ever posted I did put a picture on Facebook of the Halloween stuff. So I'm going to start Christmas stuff this weekend. That way we've got everything ready for Thanksgiving Day, because I think my neighbors are going to decorate too. So we'll have, you know, a good little bit of row of houses here that are all decorated up for Christmas, you know, like before Thanksgiving. So we'll have those decorations on Thanksgiving Day. So it's going to be, dude, it's going to be fun, man. I'm super excited. I'm ready for the beer. I'm ready for the food, ready for the people, ready for the football, even though the Lions fucking suck, asshole.
Hey, but at this point, you got to root for them to lose every game, right? You want that number one pick regardless of anything else.
It's already screwed up because we tied last weekend against fucking Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but Jacksonville's got a couple wins. Like, everybody else has got a couple wins, right?
Yeah. Everybody else has a win. We don't have a win. We have a tie.
That's okay. That is okay. Now you just hope to lose every other game,
I guess. I'm hoping for a Thanksgiving rebuild. I'm hoping for a Thanksgiving miracle win for the Lions. That's what I'm hoping for.
Why?
Because I want to see a win. I already dealt with an 0-16 season. I can't deal with an 0-16-1 season again. I just can't do it. We need to have a win. A win. A single win is all I ask.
I get that. I think from my point of view, though, especially being a Falcons fan and how much we've sucked so many years, kind of like the Lions. So I kind of share kind of your feelings. But my thought is if you're going to lose and you know you're not going to make the playoffs, you know, Your season's not salvageable. Do you want the number 5 or 6 pick, or do you want the number 1 pick? Because the number 1 pick gives you leverage. You could trade back and get more picks. You can rebuild a team.
The Lions are going to fuck it up. It doesn't matter if we have the number 1 pick or the number 5 pick. It doesn't matter.
When you get to rebuild, though, there's look at the Browns. Look at the Browns. The Browns are the prime example of screwing things up so bad, but then you finally make good decisions.
But listen, we're going into sports. I don't want to go down that road. I don't want to go down that road.
All right, fair enough.
The happiness of Thanksgiving that's right around the corner. I mean, literally right around the corner.
All right, then let's get into it. So let's talk about some of our favorite things about Thanksgiving.
All right, go. You first.
What is your favorite side dish of Thanksgiving?
Mashed potatoes.
With or without gravy?
With gravy.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah.
Homemade and hand mashed or blended?
Yep. We used to use the beaters. So blended, I guess.
See, I used to be a blend guy, but my grandmother would hand mash them and there'd be a little bit of lumps in there, not much.
I don't like the lumps, man. Can't do the lumps.
I don't like the lumpy potatoes. I like the lumpy potatoes now, man. That's all I make.
Boy.
I do the mashed with gravy, but it's got to have the lumps in it.
Then I'll have to try yours. But I don't like the lumps. So
that's what she said.
That's exactly what she said. Jesus Christ. And the train starts going off the tracks.
I think for me, it's homemade mac and cheese, man.
Yeah.
I love cheese. And when you take a bunch of tasty, expensive cheeses and you grate them and mix it all into this pot of noodles and it comes out. Love the homemade mac and cheese. Not the Kraft in a box. Gotta be homemade. Like minimum 3 cheese. 5 to 7 cheese is king. Mac and cheese.
Yeah. That's the way my neighbor does it. She does like a 5 cheese, I think. I can't eat it. I'm lactose intolerant. I can't fucking eat it. Sucks. But whatever, dude. I don't care. As long as I got pumpkin pie.
All right. Wait. Dessert. What is your dessert of Thanksgiving?
Oh, I just said it's pumpkin pie.
With or without whipped cream?
With whipped cream, dude.
Nice.
In fact, it's funny because every year when I get my piece of pumpkin pie and I like glob whipped cream on top of it.
I mean, you got to have enough to cover each and every bite evenly with how much pie you have, right?
I mean, I cover the entire piece, but my wife is like, do you want some pumpkin pie with that whipped cream? And I'm like, yes, I do. So I'll have 2 pieces now. Thank you. Love it.
I like to do a split. I do a piece of pumpkin pie with whipped cream, and then I do a piece of hot Dutch apple pie with a scoop of vanilla bean ice cream on top.
That's good. You know, speaking of that, we're going... Let's see, today, Tuesday, we're going to go to our favorite bakery here in Hendersonville called McFarland's.
Nice.
And we're ordering, we need to order them tomorrow, but we're ordering like apple, pumpkin, or no, I'm going to make the pumpkin. Sorry. We're going to order apple.
Whoa. Blueberry. Hold up. Stop the presses. You're making a pumpkin pie. Store-bought? Yeah. Like, put it in the oven? Okay.
No, I didn't know if you're making homemade
apple pie or pumpkin pie.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We actually tested it out last weekend. Because if I can't fucking make it, then I'm not going to make it. But we tested it out. Lisa and myself.
Oh, wait.
Myself,
so this is not a frozen one. This is like
buy
the mix and you're actually making the full pie.
Nice. Yeah, we're just using the, the canned pumpkin or whatever it is, and then we'll mix everything else together. Yeah, man. Turned out really good. We made it last weekend. It lasted a day and a half and it was gone. So
I know
you're just good.
I know you're just opening up cans and putting things in, but it still tastes better, doesn't it?
Oh yeah. And McFarland's is by far our favorite bakery, but the pie that we made with the certain way that we made it was way more flavorful. So that's what we're going to do. I'm sure they don't use canned shit, but like we got canned pumpkin and we'll add whatever spices and shit after that. But
that's yeah, the man. Key. You get to add the spices to your right. level of flavoring you want, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Nice. Okay. So you're yep. going with apple, blueberry. What else are you getting at Henderson's Bakery?
Oh man. What did I say? We're going to order apple, blueberry. They make this delicious apple bread. It's like a breakfast bread that is fantastic. So we're going to get a couple of pies. We'll get some of the apple bread for like breakfast ish. Cause, Molly's going to make, mimosas in the morning.
Oh,
Yeah. I don't particularly care for them. I can't because I'm old and I have all these problems. I can't really have orange juice.
That's what Zantac's for, my friend.
I take 40 milligrams a day and I still can't drink orange juice. So let's just keep it at that.
That brings so many questions for another episode regarding.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be cracking
Christmas cookies.
I'll be cracking beers. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, write that one down because it's a good one. That's a good one. I feel like I told that. Did I not tell that? No, I didn't tell that because we're going to.
No, we're saving it. Yeah,
that's right. That's right. Okay.
All right. Well, so Henderson's Bakery, if you're listening.
McFarland's Bakery.
McFarland's Bakery. My bad. Man, I've had way too much to drink tonight and I haven't drank at all. if you're listening, my boy Nick here needs a discount. So just saying.
Oh, no, I don't. I don't need a discount. No, we're good. Dude, they're a local. That's a local business, man. That's not a chain. That is a strictly like Hendersonville, North Carolina bakery. Don't need a discount. Local place. I will pay full price. No problem. Because, dude, listen, we can go in there. Last year, we went in there. We got four pies. We got the bread. We got a Danish. And we walked out of there paying $65.
That's not bad.
No. Are you fucking kidding me? For homemade shit, fresh made shit. No, dude, it's fucking amazing. And the people in there are fantastic. Like I'm telling you, I'm all about supporting local business. That's one of the many actually that we do around here. Another great barbecue place right down the street that I went to last night. Fucking phenomenal.
Let's circle back around on the local stuff. Cause I want to talk about that in a minute, but let's finish on with like what we're looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Thanksgiving meals and different things, right? So, all right. Do you do turkey or ham for your beast that you eat?
We do both.
Nice.
Yeah, we do both. I don't like ham, but everybody else does. So I stick to the turkey, but we do turkey and ham.
Now, I usually go get a honey baked ham, and then sometimes I'll pick up a turkey there. My favorite all time though is a deep fried turkey. In a turkey.
Yeah, dude, it's so good. So good. We did it last year at my sister's house. We did her husband and I deep fried a turkey. And it was, holy shit. I had never had one. That was my first time. Besides, like, I guess the turkey legs you get at like the Renaissance festivals and shit. Mm-hmm. Like I had never had a fried turkey for Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah. No. And it was fucking phenomenal, dude. It was phenomenal. I loved it.
See, I used to do those in Georgia and then we moved to Florida and never did it because we were always in apartments and you can't fry a turkey.
Yeah.
Like they frown upon that for some reason. Even though
fires.
Well, here's the thing. It's safe if you use it properly. 90% of turkey accidents come from people throwing a frozen turkey in there. You can't throw a frozen turkey in the pot.
No, you can't.
Or you overfill the oil and it splatters out. You measure it first, then pour your oil in. You make sure the turkey's thawed and you're fine. It's perfectly safe.
Yep. Agreed.
I want to do a turducken.
I've heard about that.
And for viewers and listeners that don't know what a turducken is, it's where you take a turkey Actually, no, it's where you take a chicken and you shove it inside of a duck. And then you take that duck with the chicken inside of it and you shove it inside of a turkey. And then you deep fry all three at once. I want to try that.
That would be a heart attack on a plate, but I would enjoy every single bite of it.
so good, so juicy.
Because I love duck.
And there's nothing like a deep fried turkey. Like,
I agree.
You can't bake a turkey and it come out the same. You can't air fry a turkey and it be the same. Like, I've tried that. I appreciate all that. There's nothing like a deep fried turkey.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed. We're going to, this year, we're going to oven it. We'll oven cook it because our neighbor's brother's going to bring like a 22-pound turkey. Excuse me.
You could pop that sucker in the fryer. Come on, deep fry that sucker.
We don't have a fryer, man. I'm not about to drop $85 on one.
All right. You should be able to get one like on sale at like Bass Pro or something for like super cheap.
Well, maybe, but like I'm not worried about it. We're only a couple days away. It's too late. Maybe next year.
Disappointed. Okay.
No, that's all right. It's still going to be delicious either way.
You know, the only other thing I'll take besides a deep fried turkey is a smoked turkey. And I remember the first time I had smoked turkey was our buddy Ron.
Oh, yes.
He invited us over for Thanksgiving dinner the first year we were in Jacksonville.
Yeah, man.
And dude, I got so hammered and so stuffed, but it was amazing. Those turkey legs smoked. Oh,
they were so good. That was the last time I've had smoked turkey. I haven't had it since. And that was, 13 years ago?
2008.
Yeah.
Where were we in? 18, 23 years or 13 years ago?
Yeah, man. Long time. Last time I had a smoked turkey. But, you know, maybe next year for that and fried. I mean, I got a pretty sweet charcoal grill now, so I might try doing like a turkey breast or something on there. That'd be good.
Nice.
Yeah. We'll see. See how it goes. Not this year, maybe next.
All right. Next. What do you do for your entertainment? Is it watch football all day? Is it get out, throw the pigskin, play some recreational football or sporting events? What do you do for fun? What does your family do for fun during Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so this year, obviously, I mean, the Lions are on TV. No matter how bad the season's going.
They're always on TV, but go ahead.
They're not always on TV down here.
But for Thanksgiving, they're always on TV.
Yes, Thanksgiving every year. That is a ritual since I was a wee little man.
A wee little lad.
I've always watched the Lions, so they're always on TV. But this year we've got, so we'll have the Lions game on, whatever game's on after that. We'll have cornhole. John's got cornhole boards, so we'll have cornhole. We'll be throwing the football around.
Almost like tailgating then in a way, which is kind of fun for Thanksgiving, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's going to be amazing. The other thing I want to get that we saw the other day at Walmart, I don't know if you guys have seen them or if you've seen them. Have you seen the game? It's a game. It's inflatable antlers that go on your head and there's rings. So it's ring the antler.
That's what she said.
I'm going to go fucking buy it. I'm going to go buy it this weekend if they're still there because I want to do that. That's going to be great. So that's what we're doing this year. I mean, obviously past years have been different with the families and shit, but since mom and dad aren't coming up this year, at least for Thanksgiving, they'll be here for Christmas. But we'll do some backyard games and fire pits and food and beer and wine and liquor and Capri Suns for the kids.
Capri Suns for the kid.
That's right. Maybe for me, if I get drunk enough, I enjoy Capri Sun. I enjoy them. I think they're good.
You know, it'll be interesting this year for us, because last year we just stayed at home, did our own thing. Real weird because we moved in September, hadn't made a lot of connections yet, and and then we kind of did our own thing. But this year will be interesting now that we have friends and established connections and stuff to see like how things go. I think, you know, I miss when I was younger and being able to play like football in the mornings before you go in, but I'm too old for that shit and bum shoulder and everything else. Like my body can't take that stuff anymore. But definitely, you know, cornhole and all that, that sounds like fun. Like the tailgating aspect of Thanksgiving sounds like really amazing. So now here's the next question. Do you Black Friday or not?
No, I don't fuck with that.
Why not?
I worked retail. You know this. The listeners don't. I'm 42 years old, guys. I've worked retail. Now, I don't now, but I worked retail from 15 to 38. Age 15 to age 38. Number one, I don't want to put the employees through it. Fuck that. I don't want to do it. And number two, I don't want to deal with the fucking idiots that shop on Black Friday. And if you shop on Black Friday and you're not an idiot, more power to you. But I can't do people like fight over fucking TVs and iPads and all this other bullshit. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to me. Like we're going to order. We've got our Amazon cart full right now of Christmas presents. That's what we're going to do. I'm not going anywhere. Unless it's to the gas station to get some beer. That's it.
So I'll say one of my favorite Black Friday memories working in retail, because I worked at Kohl's, worked at Best Buy, worked at Target, all these other places, right? Bass Pro, by far, the funniest. Nothing like watching a bunch of rednecks fight over a bag of deer corn and start punching each other out and cursing to get a bag of corn to feed deer. I don't get
deer
it.
Deer corn.
I'm sorry.
Deer corn. Deer corn. Deer corn.
Fist fights literally in the aisles over bags of deer corn. Like,
oh yeah. Oh, listen, when I worked at Target, dude, people would be pushing each other out of the way to get a TV. I mean, pushing each other out of way to get a toy. But that's fucking ridiculous.
That's like $1,000 TV they put on sale for like $500, or like getting one of the few PS4s, 5s, whatever the game station is of the year before you can't get them for Christmas, right? Understand those things.
Wait a second.
You can go to the grocery store and get corn.
Wait. You're telling me that you understand people, I just got choked up, people fighting and pushing over getting a TV that's marked down that's supposedly $500 off. Get the fuck out of here. Any of you listeners that have worked in retail, and you, Finney, that have worked in retail, know that these deals are not really the greatest deals in the world.
There's no reason
to push or punch or fight or yell and scream over a toy, over an electronic, over a Lego, over whatever, man. It's not worth it, because you know what? The next week after Christmas or after Black Friday, there's better sales.
True.
There's better sales.
True.
There's better sales. And even then,
I'm a little jaded because I saw all those things and then I see somebody fighting over a bag of corn. And it was like the apocalypse and the zombies are coming out and you're fighting over corn.
But it's different strokes for different folks, man. It's different. It depends on where you are.
It's a bag of corn.
I'm sure up here in North Carolina, it's the same way.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
All around me is farmland. That's all that's around us up here is farmland. And I could see that happening. I could see it happening. But it's different strokes for different folks, dude. Like, either way.
And if you're a hunter and I'm offending you, I'm sorry. I just don't get it. And that's okay. You have your reasoning. I'm happy for you. If that's what you choose to do, I'm glad you do those things. I love eating deer jerky. And so I do have relatives that deer hunt and everything. And, you know, I love eating deer and I love eating game that people kill. I just don't understand fighting over a bag of corn.
If you can't grasp that fact, how can you grasp an electronic or a toy that fucking Johnny's not going to get this year for a fuck? Jesus Christ.
I think that's it right there, though. It's a toy for Johnny or like this item that's harder to get. To me, like a bag of deer corn, if you get it for $5 or $10, it's a bag of corn.
But maybe there's a Johnny out there that wants a bag of deer corn to feed the fucking deer.
So he can shoot it and eat it?
Well, why not? Fucking venison is one of the best meats on the planet, in my opinion.
It is. I'm not going to lie.
Like I said,
I love cooking different venison, but
different strokes for different folks, dude. I mean, there's people out there, I'm sure, that fight over like pots and pans or coffee. Oh,
there are. Yeah.
Or fucking, I don't know. You know what, listeners, name your shit, whatever. I'm sure there's people that fight over all of it. None of it is worth it.
It's not.
It's worth it.
At the end of the day, it's not. But
no, it isn't. No,
I guess none of it. That's the one
that's
memory
why I don't fuck with it.
That struck me so odd was people fighting over deer corn. Like, not rifles, not guns, not fishing poles, not camping gear, a bag of fucking corn. Like, I think that's what bothers me is, like, it's the most simplest, cheapest, easiest thing you can buy in the whole fucking store.
Yeah. maybe that's the reason why it was so popular, because it is the cheapest and the easiest thing to buy in the fucking store. You know what
touché.
I mean?
Touche. Okay. I mean, I'll get off my soapbox.
Look at fucking Walmart, dude. They sell cheap shit all the time. And people fight over cheap shit.
By the way, if you're buying shit from Walmart, just know that they put cheaper parts to make it cheaper. FYI.
I mean, I'm sure most things do that, but we went way off the rails here.
All right. I know where I was going with this.
All right, good. Cause okay. I'm out of beer. I got to go get a beer. So we need to, let's go. Let's roll, bro.
All right. So now we know you don't like Black Friday shopping. Yeah. I will go and watch the chaos and pick and choose a few things that I want to get, but it's more about like watching other people be stupid and people watching. So to me, that's fun because I get to laugh at others. But now, do you do like Cyber Monday or like your local business Saturday? Because going back to that local business thing, supporting your local business.
Yes, I will do local business Saturday.
Of America, supporting your local businesses, right?
For 100%. We're not necessarily going to go to like I'll go to the comic shop. We'll go to the bakery. You know, if there's that, most of the fruit stands are going to be closed and stuff now because it's so cold. But local diners, local whatever. Yes, we will do that for sure. 100%.
So this is where I was going with the story. Cause all right, wife's out of town for a week.
Yeah.
I know we talked about that earlier, but
yeah,
she came back the other day and we were going to pick her up for the airport and the kids wanted to do something nice for her. So I'm like, all right, let's go get some flowers. So right outside of our apartment complex, there's this little shopping center kind of not on the main road. It's kind of down side roads. And there's a laundry shop. There's a brewery and there's a flower shop that gets their flowers directly from the farmers that grow flowers and stuff. And so we went there. Amazing place. Very helpful. Reasonably priced. Dude, I paid $38 for a bouquet of flowers, like all mixtures, roses and different things. Pretty darn cheap.
Yeah.
they split it up into two bouquets so each kid could have one to give their mom when she came back from the airport. And nice. It just kind of dawned on me, like, man, I should start supporting more local businesses. I do when I can, but I should make more of a conscious effort, I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's super important, man. Like, I mean, in Jacksonville, I mean, we didn't have, I mean, there were some breweries, but there wasn't a whole lot of like local, not chain, right? Not chain stores, you know, up
restaurants,
here.
Restaurants, yes, but not stores.
Right, know? Right. But like up here, I mean, there's like little grocery stores. There's a little diner that we go to, and it's really fucking funny because this diner is attached to a gas station.
Yes. That's when you know it's good.
But when I tell you, it is fantastic. We try to go once every couple of weeks. We're trying not to eat out as much right now, but I forgot where I was going with that. Local businesses. But yeah, I mean, we try since we moved here. Like we don't do, I mean, we've eaten at Chick-fil-A just a handful of times, right? We've eaten at like Burger King just a handful of times. Like we go to, there's a local barbecue place that we ate at yesterday. It doesn't matter because there's not many listeners here in Nashville, so it doesn't make any difference. But just fantastic. I mean, just, you know, to support the people that have opened these stores, you know, with the hopes of making money and surviving COVID. I mean, they're doing a great fucking job, man.
Oh, yeah.
With no help from the government.
I'll tell you.
No help from the government. Yeah, I said it. No fucking help from the government.
Living in Athens. That's a subject for another time. But living in Athens. Because I lived in Athens, Georgia for a few years.
Yep.
Somebody told me he tried Jamaican food. I was like, yeah, I'll try. You know, I love trying new foods. Never tried Jamaican. Yeah. Inside this gas station, on the edge, was this little restaurant. This old Jamaican guy made everything from scratch. You walk into it, had literally like three tables. The best Jamaican food I've ever had. Matter of fact, I can't eat Jamaican food anymore because every time I go to a Jamaican restaurant, it's not as good as this guy. No, and he's gone now. And he was real, like an older gentleman, 60s, 70s, when I went there. And this was like 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, he's probably not in business anymore is why it's not there. Yeah. And it's a shame because I'm ruined for life as far as Jamaican food because the empanadas, the jerk chicken, the wet jerk chicken on a plate.
Oh, yeah, man.
The plantains. Oh, man. Even his sweet tea was amazing. Like, everything that he made, it was just so good. The cornbread. I can't go back to, like, these Jamaican restaurants. It's so hard to find good Jamaican food after eating. And this guy grew up most of his life in Jamaica.
Yeah.
Brought the food over. Moved over, I think, with his son and stuff into Athens. And put his restaurant there. And it was so amazing. In a gas station. Yep. And I was a little like, really? Food out of the corner of a gas station, this little hole in the wall restaurant.
Dude,
it was the best food I ever tried.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, like I've been to Jamaica twice and the Jamaican food is fucking fantastic. It's fantastic. Anyways,
last topic here.
All right, let's go.
What is your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
Holy shit. We didn't plan this one. Guys and gals.
No, we did not. We're going off the rails big time.
My favorite Thanksgiving memory.
You mean give you a minute? I can go over mine.
Yeah, go over yours.
All right. So I'm struggling between two. First, favorite Thanksgiving memory in my 20s. My great grandfather just passed away, or my great grandmother. I can't remember which one. Family all went out of town. Nobody's there to cook Thanksgiving dinner. And I wind up going with my buddy Jerry down to the Cotton Club on Thanksgiving. Oh, and they were doing a Toys for Tots. 36 The Mars just came out. I got to meet Jared Leto, get his autograph, shit. Hang out and watch some good music. And that was just such an amazing memory for such a dark time in my life. And I had so much fun. And that's tied with our first Thanksgiving in Jacksonville and eating the smoked turkey with Ron. And the love and compassion like they had for us with us being new and making new friends.
Wow. That's good. That's good. I mean, I've got so many. I would say that the one that sticks out the most would be that first one in Jacksonville. Ron and Bonnie, man. They cooked us. I mean, they cooked turkey, all the sides. All we did was bring a case of beer. I brought a case of beer. Sam brought a case of beer. I think you brought a case of beer.
I brought a case of ciders and I think a 6-pack of beer.
Yeah. And it was like, and we played some disc golf.
Oh, yeah. He had the pop-up net in the back of his yard and we were throwing the discs. We watched football. I puked a couple times because I ate too much.
You did puke a couple of times. I remember that. I remember that.
Food is good when you eat so much.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, all right, listeners, have you ever gone to that buffet and you're like, I'm going to eat tonight? You eat at the all-you-eat buffet, go to the bathroom, throw up a little bit because you ate way too much, and then you go back.
Puke and rally, baby. Puke and rally.
That's kind of what it was like. The food was so good. That's one thing I remember. It was so good.
Yeah, man.
It wasn't the alcohol. I wasn't really drunk. It was just, I ate so much.
Yeah.
I ate way too much.
I think the other one would be the first Thanksgiving we had with Zach, which was November 2010. He was 3 months old. I remember that. And that was probably right up there, man, if not surpassing Ron and Bonnie's. But
of course, your first Thanksgiving with your own. I get that one. Yeah.
So, and I'm sure, I mean, there was many more before with all my Michigan family and friends up there, but yeah, man, listen, I think we've surpassed an hour. I think it's let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. And first of all, we definitely want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Eat, drink, be merry, enjoy yourselves, because we fucking deserve it, guys. It's been a hell of a fucking year.
And
a hell of a year.
Whether you Black Friday shop, Cyber Monday shop, or whatever it is, take some money. Take just a few bucks. And on Saturday, go find a local business to support during this time. Because you know what? Thinking about what we've been through this past year, past 2 years, actually, local businesses have been hit hardest. And so support your local business. You know, throw them some bones. Like,
yeah, man.
Find good quality products. Everyone can find a good local business to support. There's no excuse for it. Find that one local business that you really enjoy. Go support them. Send them a few dollars. Show them that you care and you appreciate everything that they do. Have a wonderful time with your family. And until next time, go try that turducken.
There you go. Happy Thanksgiving, people. We'll talk to you next week.